just after six.
Travis, we're starting.
Oops. And we do have a quorum. Looking to the minutes of the last meeting, any additions or corrections to those minutes?
I didn't see anything.
Take a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
Second. So moved by Susan, seconded by,
Whatever her name is, Sandy.
This happens to me all the time.
Same.
That the minutes of the meeting of September 28th be approved, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
So the minutes of the September 28th meeting are approved. So the discussion items, the first one is the city council recommendations update. You want to take that, Sam?
Sure, so Mindy and I met, I don't know, a couple weeks ago maybe, and went over the changes that you guys recommended because I was not at that meeting, unfortunately. And also I added some new information and kind of bolstered the strength of our recommendation because of last month's meeting where we had that amazing and interesting and sad also presentation. And so you should have got a copy of what I have now, and it's pretty much how I would imagine it going to council. Obviously, there's some blanks where I don't know individual bits of data, and I don't know, we can figure that out together. And then I'd like to, you know, we can hear everyone's comments now, and then if any more changes need to be made, I'll make them. And then I'd like to meet with Mindy and CM quickly before we go to council, just so we can know, like, is there any way that we could improve this from the perspective of a city councilor to make it more likely for them to take action, basically.
Can we go ahead and figure out the proper time to go to the meeting?
Yes.
I don't know.
There's November, two November meetings, two meetings every month, right?
And it depends if you want to address the council in a work session, or you generally have more time, or if it is a council agenda item, which are generally a little bit more limited in your presentation time. And then also it's up to the council on whether they're going to discuss
Okay.
a presentation item. So I never want to speak for our council, but the work sessions generally you get a little bit more time with. But those are the ones we have to schedule just a little bit better with the city manager because they usually have a pretty robust calendar.
Yeah, I vote for the work session. There's a chance for give and take.
Is that what you think would be better, Sam?
As formal.
I'll yield on this to Sandy. She's got more experience, you know. I think either way, you know, we'll ask the questions, you know, of you both, and I think it'll be a nice presentation. What Sandy says, yeah.
So what's the next step in scheduling a work session?
I think that's a Spencer question, right?
It is a Spencer question.
Are you looking at some magic
internal
calendar?
No, I'm just looking at when we have to have information to the city manager's office for the packet, which is generally the Wednesday before. So it means anything would be due, and it's not possible to get to a work session on the 7th. I don't know what the calendar looks like the 21st. The best that I could do is track down some information tomorrow, and I could email at least Mindy and Sam, or I could email the whole group.
Are you saying you are not able to be at that work session? Is that what you mean when you say not the 7th? Or you already know what's on that agenda?
Well, it's pretty hard to get on a works on the next work session.
Like on the next one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're
so
usually
the 21st.
Pretty booked.
I think, I know that, like, we're talking about reviewing, like, the city attorney and the city manager annually. Like, that's one of the things on the agenda. I don't know what else is on the agenda for the next one. again, we haven't seen that agenda yet.
There's also the option of, I mean, presenting to the general council meeting, and then the council could say, hey, we want to hear more, and schedule a work session. And again, this is, it's your choice. You know, are you just trying to get the information out there now and food for thought and get some council feedback and where do we go from here? Or
go for it.
Fill in the blank.
Sounds like we should just go to a council meeting then.
Yeah.
You could ask to be on the next one, and then you're just giving a presentation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, not necessarily seeking any kind of action, so.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you want this to be a part of the agenda, just so that the counselors get it ahead of time and can review it and know what you're talking about, just need to have that to me by tomorrow or Thursday morning, and then I could pass it on to the.
We've got a whole other week.
To hit the agenda, has to be in by Wednesday or Thursday.
But you mean next Wednesday?
No, this Wednesday. Yeah, next Wednesday.
Yeah.
Today's Wednesday.
I'm on the wrong month. By the second, there we go.
Because there'll be revisions
Wednesday.
Anyway after tonight.
So. Yeah, and there's a couple more blanks I still got to fill in, and
yeah.
I don't know.
The blah, 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 and the title.
Like the blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I'd leave it.
I like that.
Yeah.
I told him to put that in. It's my suggestion.
I can get you the date and the number of responses.
Okay.
You can fill in the blah, blah, blah.
It looks great.
So do you want me to put a placeholder in the council packet for the November 7th?
Sam,
yeah.
Is that good for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's Monday, right? Oh, we should have a game that day, yeah.
Yes, please.
I have zero control of what part of the agenda you'll be on. So whether that's at the beginning or the end. I don't get a say in that.
So what Sam and I are waiting for now is comments from you guys, suggestions,
I thought it was
edits,
good.
Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah.
I really liked recommendation one. I mean, the way Sheriff Landers and the other two parties that came and presented did a great job of filling us in with that. I think the second recommendation from the survey is nice to recommend the 911 call center, but I would think that the council is going to want some specifics about what problems the PD is having with the 911 so that they can problem shoot. What if we're going to recommend that we abandon the call center and bring it over here, I would think they'd need a lot more information and what they get from the community survey. So is a PD kind of prepared for something like that?
No, we would talk pretty much in general about, we don't necessarily have specifics. Yes, we have some specific incidents over the years, but I think what our council may be also a little bit more interested in is the cost. You know, this is one of the largest costs that the city could take on, is establishing our own. But there's also maybe other things that could come out of it, whether it's a meeting with Willamette Valley leadership, you know, which has been done before. I don't know if Councilor Hall was on to council then, but at the time the director had come over and actually met with the council in a work session, and was able to hear, you know, directly from the council their concerns.
Sandy may remember.
I don't remember them ever coming to a council meeting.
I think I was, it sounds familiar. I don't think I made it up.
There for a while, there were enough employees that transferred over who knew, who were really good in the 911 program here. And when they left, it is, I couldn't just see, and my own personal experiences of using, trying to get help was pretty dismal. So, yeah, having them come would be a really nice first step. But I think saying that this problem is warranted could that be changed back to here? It's nice to get people's attention. And things can, little steps can work into the bigger.
Thank you.
So it's pretty much a attention giver, you know, that kind of recommendation. Specifics to be filled in.
With the presentation, is the idea that you will also be supplementing with the materials gathered and the reports and this, like, to some of the qualitative data that was collected? I'm asking, I don't know if that's your plan, but I would say that would be a good thing too.
Okay.
Or have it enclosed in the packet.
The council was provided some information previously. I think it was a general summary.
I was seeing if they're coming back, always good to reference back, right? It just helps to have, to not have to try to go find it, but yeah.
So you want like actual survey responses or like percentages from the answers or?
I think what's already been provided is great. I don't think you need to go to extra work, just attach it, you know, more is better.
I can email you, Sam, what I provided them previously.
Thanks.
And then you can take it, add, subtract, whatever you want from there.
So, Chief, what part do you take in the presentation, if any? I mean, are you there to answer any questions?
I'm there to answer questions if they have anything that's more of the technical data. You know, how did we get here, or every once in a while, it's what do you think?
Okay. We don't really need to vote on this. Make sure everybody's okay with it.
Yeah.
As it is.
Yeah.
Well,
if you got
changes.
Comments, please tell me. I'd love to
yeah.
make it better. But.
Seems like everybody's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I mean, we already said button up the blah, 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 right? Should polish that. It's cool.
Thank you for doing it.
Yeah.
No problem. Awesome job. Okay. We'll move on to the action plan update. So, Rick and my good friend Sandy and I met at the action plan, and Rick came with this incredible spreadsheet, which I think really encapsulates our action plan. And basically what he did is the same thing that Sandy and I were hoping to accomplish, but you beat us to it and such a great job. And he just took our goals, our stated goals, and underneath those put the objectives that are stated in our city goal document. And then after that, started writing action steps. Do you want to talk about this a bit, Rick? How you...
It's pretty self-explanatory. There's lots of formats that you can do in action. You know, and I just picked this one because I've used similar ones in the past. And I guess what you know, we're asking also is, you know, the headings, you know, start date, end date, you know, signing, you know, that could be anything that you want it to be. You know, there's however you guys want the format to look like. If you want to change, I mean, that's good too. I certainly don't have any, you know, investment in it, you know, way that it is. But it's potentially a good way to look at okay, this is our goal, this is our objective. Okay, then how what are we going to do to achieve those objectives? So I don't know if anybody last week got a chance to look at it. You know, I think what we're looking for now maybe is feedback.
Well. Actually, this is their first chance to look at the revised one based on comments that people made and what we got at our meeting. But my thought for now is to I guess, answer questions. What I hoped to do was give it as homework the three of us hoped to have everybody have a good chance to take it home, look at it, come up with action steps that you would want in here, or reorganize or whatever.
Yeah.
And then that'll make it easier for us to discuss without getting sidetracked the way we often do. And everybody can get their thoughts out and, you know, take some time, suggestions for the next meeting.
That would be an action plan.
Does that work?
That would be a step to the action.
I mean, please understand, I think I said it at the last meeting too, is that it is truly a work in progress. And I think of it as a real organic kind of a document where we will be changing things as we go along. Probably quite a bit, and adding more action steps. But I mean, this isn't the end of it all, you know.
No, it's, no, and it's just a tool. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's all it is. It's a tool to see, you know, what we've accomplished. So, and it keeps the goals and objectives that we set up, you know, fresh in our minds, and then how we can, you know, accomplish those. And then at the end of the year, when it comes to report on that, then we can look back to this document where we did this and this, and this was achieved on this date. And so, like I said, it's just one tool.
Is this the sort of thing that you could present to City Council as part of your, I mean, do you have to do a report on our committee stuff? Oh.
I don't know if there's an expectation or have to. I have done a couple just because there's been some pretty good momentum moving forward, and it was just keeping the council updated,
mm-hmm.
FYI type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But this would also help when, so one of the things we have to do annually for each committee is goals.
Mm-hmm.
And these are goals that you guys establish and that I report on your behalf. And so it's not just goals, it's also reporting what were our goals last year and what steps were done to create, you know, the action steps. So this would really make my life easy come goal time next year on the what was accomplished and then what plans to be accomplished next year.
Well, I like the goal 4. On 2, we did it all.
Yeah.
I mean, we did the action steps already, which I think is kind
sort of fun to check off of it.
Yeah, isn't it though? Yeah.
Completed.
It was an excellent discussion and meeting last time. I was going to ask you, Susan, what about the Lincoln County Schools? Does that fit in with the objectives under that goal?
Goal 3.
Mm-hmm.
Well, again, to me, this is not school district information. This is police information about their responses at the school district.
Okay.
So they would be reporting about how many contacts they've had with youth, what's the result of that, what are their mental health contacts. And I can only guess they have those somehow recorded.
Yes. But we don't have the greatest robust records management system for extracting data. We are hoping to have that remedied soon with the new RMS, but that's like 6 to 12 months away. It's in process. We do have the ability to determine, you know, what kind of calls have we been at the school. It's a little different if we're just saying youth versus youth at the school district. You know, are we responding to calls at Sam's house versus dealing with Sam at the school?
It's not that we've ever done this.
But for example.
Right.
So yeah, we have the ability to extract some information.
And it's difficult for you to extract where? Is that what you said?
From our system.
Yes.
that we input into, yes.
So you can say we've interacted with so many youth, but you can't say that all those youth were interacted with at the school.
I can search specifically the school addresses to determine what type of calls we've had there, and then it's going to be some hand searching from there, because not everything is going to fit this criteria.
Mm-hmm.
So if
there's
a school
probably not
calls,
a ton anyway.
Calls for service, you can't go into your database and tell how many times the school is called for service.
No, I can't. But then I have to, I can say we've responded to Newport High 12 times.
Okay.
But then I have to physically go through each one of those 12, and why did we go there?
Yeah, I understand that.
And what was the result?
And when there's an SRO, wouldn't that be something they could report out?
When we had an SRO, they had a little bit different record keeping. I mean, they still took reports, still used the same records management, but they also, I think, just had more of a working knowledge of every school and type of things they were going to.
So Susan, you could probably clean up the way that action step is stated.
Yeah.
Not right now, but.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think number one, reviewing the police activity at LCSD schools, I think that that's a fine objective. And I think that A, I mean, it actually could be A, B, and C maybe even, but to, you know, to take it apart. And it sounds like the chief can get some of that data for you. I mean, number two, available resources and alternatives to police response. I don't really know what that objective is about as a police. I mean, I have no hesitancy. Please hear me clear. I will share any policy that you ask for. It is all public. So you want a policy of the school district, I'll hand it to you. I don't understand how that impacts in an advisory committee to the police.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
What I would think on that, Susan, is if the school district has a policy of handling a situation that Chief Malloy says we have respond officers and officers have to handle that situation, when the policy of the school district is to handle the situation, we'd want to know that conflict. We'd want to know how come the school district policy says that if there's a discipline action or something like that, whatever the criteria would be, the school district will handle that. But yet, Chief Malloy gets a call and they have to respond with an officer. So it'd just be the policy conflict that thing would look at to see, wait a minute, is the school district doing what it's supposed to do? Or are we doing what we're supposed to do as the police department? That's what I would see is that.
Well,
and or, you know, like we were talking with the common program, is it, and I'm trying to remember where it came from, whether or not there's alternative resources that should be responding to whatever the crisis is in the school versus law enforcement. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think maybe that's, when I read that, when I'm reading it now, it seems like maybe that's what we were trying to get at. Is,
well, and so if your data in one brings about something, I think the question is of the police department, so why are the police responding to that? I mean, I do know that the other student, I'm sorry, I forget her name.
Harper.
Harper, and I think maybe even Sam made a statement, has made statements in this group that they have a perception that the police are responding to mental health things in the schools. Mm-hmm. Well, a way to know that is to ask the police for their data. How many times have you responded to a school for a mental health issue? I personally, based on my knowledge, would tell you it's rare because that's not the go-to. That is not what we do. We have a bunch of other protocols. There are protocols, right? They're what we do around those things. We call the crisis workers. When I can tell you that almost every day, maybe at a little exaggeration, but probably three times a week, we are having someone in one of our schools somewhere that is giving off some suicidal ideation of some sort. It's made a statement, done something. We have school counselors that take those, have a suicide protocol they go through, asking questions, trying to determine level of risk. When they get to a particular level, they're calling crisis workers of the county. We're not calling the police to come to those.
And maybe it may help this committee if we, you know, reviewed that policy.
Protocols.
Protocol.
I think that's what we're asking.
So everybody has a good understanding. Well, you know, because I think sometimes, you know, the first calls, you know, is to, you know, police, you know, and it doesn't sound like that's the case.
Yes.
So I think that's what we're after.
And again, I have no problem trying to hand it to you. I can probably get them all and I can hand every single one to you. But I don't, from my perspective as a school district person.
Right.
What does my protocol and how I respond to things have anything to do with the police and this police advisory group where we're supposed to be advising the police about their activities?
The only place I could see that, Susan, is where the conflict, where the police officer gets involved. If it's a school district and the school district's involved in it, it doesn't involve us. But where we're interested, I would think where we would be interested is when our officers get called to the school and we perceive it's not an issue we're trained for, it's not an issue we perceive that that's a mental health issue that the school should take care of.
And so to me, that's the data that you asked for.
Correct.
Right? That's the data you asked for from the police. And then should that arise, and it may, I'm not going to say it won't. There's no way I could say that. There's too many things going on in the district. So, but if that data arrives and then it is helpful, I'm happy to bring that and to be part of a conversation around that. I just know that, I mean, my feeling is that my representation on this is really about how the police are interacting in the schools.
Right.
Not about what the school's protocols are, right? So it's the opposite direction. So that's all I'm like, I'm happy to provide anything and be a part of that conversation. And I think that these need to be reflective of what's happening and then what questions arise from that. Why is that the way that the interaction happened? And then when that happens, I can explain some of that to you. Right. I can tell you when it is we call the police.
That's what this is, to police response to the school. So I think it's important to have the police response first, and then if there's an issue, then the school.
Right, absolutely. And I can, myself and two or three others have sat very recently with the chief and the lieutenant and discussed a particular time when we think we need help from a law enforcement agency, whether it's NPD or the Sheriff's Department or Lincoln City, right? Because we interact with all three. And we're writing a protocol about that. And it has to do with threat assessments. And so when do we need the police on those? Not that we call them the first time a kid threatens, because we have seven-year-olds who somebody touches them and they say, you know, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
It's not really what a seven-year-old means because they don't really know what that is. We're not calling the police on a seven-year-old for that kind of a statement, right? So we have protocols. When is it that we call them? How do we interact with them? But again, until we have the data of how often NPD actually interacts with us in our schools, I think it's hard for you to know what information you want.
Right.
But I think it would be helpful for this committee to have gotten that information that you were meeting, you know, with the three of you, the lieutenant and the chief, to work on protocols, you know, dealing with exactly what we're talking about right now.
We work with all law enforcement agencies that interact with our schools all the time.
See, that's why
we have
really
MOUs
important.
With them about our cameras and their use of cameras and when they get footage and when they can't have footage and what they have to do if they want footage when we say they can't have it. I mean, it's thick, it's deep. So part of what I'm saying to you is, like, from the school district standpoint, we believe these folks are our partners and we know we need them, but we don't want to overuse them because it will be just like the boy who cried wolf too many times. So we're really trying to be clear about what we're trying to do as a school district in regard to the laws and policies that we have to follow using our law enforcement partners. So we have lots of stuff with them, and it is ongoing, and every year we look at those MOUs, and their lawyers look at them, and our lawyers look at them, and like, yeah, so that's why, figure out what data you want, and then.
We want.
Right, we can.
Including you.
We can zone in a little bit and try to talk to you about some of those things.
So that's a great discussion for another meeting, this would be rich.
So I can try to, by the next meeting, at least put together some kind of report and go over maybe the last two school years, this one and the last one, on our police response to Newport area schools. That's gonna include the two elementary schools, middle school and high school, and can show you, I mean, give you a, this is why we were called, the type of call. Some may have dispositions, obviously we're not gonna share the reports or details or anything like that. But, you know, I think Susan hit it pretty well on, there's a perception on when we're used and when, and then reality of when we actually go. And it's changed since we've had a school resource officer. A school resource officer was used heavily when there was behavioral issues, and a police officer today will not respond to little Johnny's being a stinker. But the SROs were used when the teacher couldn't figure it out, the counselor couldn't figure it out, and now let's have this other resource, the SRO, to come in and let's just talk. We don't, I would love to be able to do that, but we don't have that luxury anymore. So now we really respond, and, you know, Susan mentioned protocols, and I don't know if you guys would be shocked at the protocols that the school district has. I mean, there is, this is when we will do this, this is when we will do this. And I can tell you, police is, we're number one on like one thing. Other than that, we are so far down that list, and not even on many of the protocol lists, because I agree, we're not qualified to respond to some of the things that they need. So if there's
this
immediate
is the
danger.
Of information we yes. need. And that's why I think it would be good to set aside almost a whole meeting.
So I will try to put together some info.
We don't know.
At least give you some talking points. And here's what we've done the last 2 years. I think you'll be shocked.
Right.
And also the collaboration's important.
It's not that much.
Yeah, I
didn't know about the collaboration, you know, so we need to know.
I think there's two things that's going on contemporarily around the country that I think it's important for this committee to have a response to, or at least be thinking about, is the active shooter situation that happens all the time. Just happened again this week in, what, St. Louis, a shooter went in. And then the other thing that's going on is the false threats. There's a lot of that going on all around the country. In fact, that Newport hasn't been hit or Lincoln County hasn't been hit is somewhat unique, but there's been a lot of threats like that. That I think it's important for our committee to know what our police response is with the school when they do get a threat like that. Away from what the school and what's going on, discipline or something with a student at the school, more from the community standpoint when the PD or someone in the public receives a call that there's a threat going to happen at a certain school, like has happened. So I think that part of it needs to be discussed.
Fair enough.
Just what you reported on was most enlightening.
Yes. And we need more of that.
Anytime.
Yeah.
That's what we need. So we're not looking for comments necessarily right now. Homework. Give it some good thought.
It would be handy if whoever made this did maybe put in a few of them, because some of these things have been completed.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Started, mm-hmm. completed, finished.
Right.
Let's do the next one. Type stuff.
I had one additional one. Somebody I just thought bringing back the, I think it was goal 2, number 4, or I think that's the right one. Let me go back and look at it. No, goal 2, number 2. That to me feels like a great timing for maybe reintroducing the Citizen Police Academy as an option for getting, and I think it also helps to get number, whichever one it is, the volunteers, I forgot which where that one was, but just trying to recruit more volunteers, and yeah, goal 2, 3, you could bulk up your Newport volunteer, you know, group if you had more folks in the Citizen Police Academy, if you had that again. So that was, I would suggest that as a action step.
Is the.
So we could just add that right now to be.
Yeah.
Circulated right now, it's, I think it said it was the sheriff's.
There, yeah, I just saw an announcement that theirs is coming back.
So that is different than what you are talking about, okay.
I've been to both, and yeah, they do theirs, I think they have maybe more capacity to do it more frequently, I think the last time it was like 2018 or 2019 that I did it.
It's been a bit.
Yeah, and the one here was 2016 last.
It's called Citizen Academy?
Newport Citizen Police Academy.
So we can put that down right now under 2B.
I think so, goal two, or whatever, goal two, number two.
Yeah.
B.
See how easy it is? Anyway, we don't need to dwell on it right now, unless anybody's immediate comments. Are you gonna be the keeper of all the changes, probably? I mean, not, as far as edits.
I can try, yeah.
Okay. Better than I did, I tried to add all them, like. Okay, then we can just go on to monthly stats.
Do you have any questions? Unfortunately, got them late, sorry. We'll blame Patty. What I look at is if there's anything to report on earth-shattering changes in statistics or something that you would be curious of, and I did not see anything.
I do have a question about, you know, I have a lot of folks who I'm seeing post on Facebook live in other areas, they're getting their catalytic converters stolen so fast, and wondering if that's starting to happen here.
I know that we've had some in the county, we have not had any specifically in Newport, but I do know surrounding areas have had some.
What's, when it says assistance.
Was that CM, I didn't hear yet?
It's become like a rampant crime.
Good song, yeah, right.
Catalytic converters.
Oh, catalytic converters, yes.
Stolen.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just like quick, and yeah.
But they caught the people in Portland that were in the big crime.
Oh, big time.
Bunch. Yeah.
Big, but Salem too, I know. So I.
We had it here.
He said
not in Newport, but in the county, I do know. Because I know somebody that had their stake. The high school student. Sam had asked what the agency assists were. So anytime we get dispatched to help any other agency, what most of those are cross reports from DHS, from Department of Human Services. So those are the child abuse complaints. And they don't have to necessarily be physical abuse. It could be anything that triggers DHS to check the welfare of a child. And so it could be this, kid hasn't been to school for a while, we're concerned about their health, they were supposed to go to a dentist appointment for a pretty severe thing but didn't show up, so it gets reported to DHS, and DHS's best outcome is to notify the police because we can respond faster, and then we can make the determination, yes, you need to come now, or they have different criteria, whether it's a 24-hour response, no response, 72-hour response, a lot of things.
I've got a question. Do you have many calls for the community college? Or student or anything?
I don't,
like that?
I can't think of ever seeing one.
I wondered about
that. I can't think of ever seeing one.
Huh, that's good.
They get along well with each other.
That's great.
What about the motor vehicle theft? It looks like they had a bad month.
Well, yeah, those things sometimes they go in cycles. So it's just, It could be a complete stranger one, or it could be, you know, I loaned my car to you and you're supposed to bring it back and it's been a month. So there's a variety of reasons, but they go up and down.
Just out of curiosity, the case that was yesterday or the day before at the state park, where's that gonna fall on here? Like, do you know what I'm talking about, that case?
That was in the New York Post.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No, it was in the New York Post today.
There was a woman who kind of came across a Newport police officer who was bound, hogtied in the state park.
That's right.
And had like blood all over her face, had been beat up, but it was like intimate partner violence. And she was tied up with like shoelaces or something. Please correct me if I'm wrong, anyone who read this. And then she made her way out of the park and ran into, or was able to be spotted by, I don't know, police officer, but like, where does that fall in this? Is it assault? Is it, you know, like, just curious how it will then get tracked.
Is there one that says kidnapping?
No, maybe. I hope not.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
So it will more than likely end up as an assault. So this is, we have a bunch of different ways we report things. This is what Chief Miranda created years ago to provide to the city council, so there was just an overview snapshot. But there's different ways we report things to the state and the feds that comes under different types of crimes. I would love to explain it, but I don't understand it. We have extremely smart records personnel that we send to, it's called, oh boy, it's the Oregon Uniform Crime Report, OUCR, Oregon Uniform Crime Report Statistics is what we report to Oregon, and then there's the NIBRS, which is the National Crime Index. So they divide things, they categorize things into type 1, type 2, type 3, different type of crimes. And so this, for that, will go into a serious offense because of the kidnapping charge, but for the how we simplify this, it'll show up more likely as an assault.
So if they've done multiple things, are they going to get, is it going to be like in multiple categories? Because when I read this, I think
that would skew it. That would, you know,
that's what I'm wondering.
If we have four serious charges, it would look like we had four separate offenses.
Right. Yeah.
And it's one. So it generally shows up as one. And I can't, it's still a pending investigation. The investigators are still following up.
No, but you can say what you posted in the press release, right?
Yeah, which was an officer was on the bridge on a complaint of, I think, debris in the roadway. And he was just up there and heard help, 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 investigated and found the person that was bound. Originally, their feet had been bound, but they were able to get those out. And the officer, you know, was able to free their hands, you know, get a statement, get the person to the hospital, and the investigation began. And then the person was later found, several hours later, and arrested. The person arrested.
There was no, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Nuts. That's not how we should be in the media.
No. No, I always gauge that when I put it out and I sit there and cross my fingers and within minutes, the emails start coming, the phone calls start coming. When you see COIN and KPTV, you know, the Portland media outlets, and then they're like, hey, we're going to come down and do a story. You're like, oh, please don't.
Yeah.
I was surprised when I saw the New York Post. I was like, oh, man, this, yeah, well, sensational.
Well, I catch on to things that don't typically happen in a particular area. You know, there's, I'm sure, certain parts of the country, this isn't every day. And they're like, hey. You know, but it's here, we don't report things like that. Fortunately.
Yes.
Leads right into director's report.
So we have some exciting hiring updates. We have a candidate that was given a job offer 6-7 weeks ago that has gone through the background and the site and has hit the final stages of a medical, which is hopefully coming soon. And then 3 job offers were made yesterday for police officers. They're all entry level, but you know, excited about the big variety of candidate that they are and what they have to bring. So, but again, they're just, they're entry level. They are younger, but there is a local candidate that's born and raised around here that's decided to branch into law enforcement, so we're super excited about that. And then a couple from the Valley that just have different experiences to bring. And so we'll start, we're early on, but they've gone through several phases. They've gone through a phone screen interview. They've gone, we do a customer service test, which is an online test to determine ultimately their compatibility with people. It's something the city started doing with all of our positions, and it's really proven well. We're finding that people that are successful in that are generally making it quite a ways through the hiring process. It's a good weeding tool. Mm-hmm. And then so we're off to the background. And of course, they've all indicated their backgrounds are spotless, so I'm sure they'll be fine. And then we have the, if they're successful there, then we schedule the psych evaluation. And ultimately, if everything works out with these, pretty much our timeline, the one is, could be getting the his start date here within the next week, probably.
Wow.
Which is good. And then we negotiate a start date with them. We'd like to think that they're going to give their current employer, it's actually a student at Western, so he actually has a graduation date.
We're doing good, Cam. We're doing good.
He has a graduation date coming up, so I think he wants to negotiate around that. And the other ones would probably be around the first of the year or so by the time we get through the rest of the process. The thing we are struggling with now is Lieutenant and I were looking at future academy dates, and it is bleak. The academies for the next 3 to 4 months are full, and so we're well into next spring looking at academy dates. So, but I do know that the police academy, they have a variety of systems. So they're a state agency, so they're on the biennium. But they do have the ability to, there's some secret pot of money somewhere in the state that they have the ability to ask for or directly through the governor to try to create more classes. And so I know that's something that they always do try to do. But again, it's just a matter of the ability of staffing, being able to put them on. And, you know, it's quite a commitment to put on a police academy.
So if all those were successful, where does that leave you for staff?
Still four more. But, you know, again, remember the council did award us 3 new positions. Mm-hmm. So this gets us a lot better than we were. Our main priority right now is making sure we have enough people on patrol to respond to everything. But then once these, you know, if we are able to hire 4 and they go through all the training and everything, then we can start looking at those specialties, whether it's another detective, school resource officer, whatever it may be. We start looking at those specialty positions. And then we are interviewing for a part-time CSO on Friday.
Good.
So, and that's the one that the council requests for additional short-term rental enforcement, which will work on weekends. So we've never had a CSO on the weekends, so we're excited again, 2 local candidates. I know one of them's worked for the city before, very interested in law enforcement, which we're super excited about, and but isn't sure and has taken the CSO path to determine, is this what I want? So yeah, it's a good stepping stone.
Really?
I like to say things are looking up.
Great.
That's great.
That is. Good to hear.
That's it for the director's report, unless you have any questions. The only thing is the policy, the last thing we talked about was ultimately our training, I think what it was to become an officer and start to end. If you guys have any policies, do you want me to present? I know one of the things on here is the complaint policy. What do we do with that, and how does that work, and what are the timelines?
That'd be good.
If you want that, I can bring you something back on that.
I do. I don't know about anything.
Unless there's somebody wants something better or different.
Let's start with that one.
I would love to have ride-along forms at all the meetings so that we can get more people, like, you know, for all the public that are coming to the meetings, you know, that we can have people
sure you have enough coffee.
Sign up for, and the committee members too, you know.
Yeah, I will do that. Patty's on it. Yeah, and with that is, so we had a very active volunteer program since from 2008 until COVID. And then COVID happened, and boy, it just, well, city volunteers everywhere stopped. And when it was time to start bringing volunteers back and things like that, a lot of our current volunteers, for a variety of reasons, health, age, lack of interest, I still don't want to leave the house, a variety of things. And we had volunteers, you know, that put in a lot of time, were here for a lot of years, and so very thankful for that. But we'd really like to get our volunteers back up and running again. We had a little push at National Night Out, really didn't get a lot. I have talked to Mindy's husband a lot. I think he's interested in helping, but doesn't want, you know, doesn't want to be the charter member of starting everything. So it's a big...
He's interested in helping organize, yeah, and, you know...
It's a big commitment.
Care and feeding of volunteers kind of thing.
We do ask for, you know, there ultimately to be a volunteer chair, which kind of organizes all the volunteers and is that liaison between our office and them. And
he would do that. Well, I probably should ask him first.
Yeah, right. Just sign people up that you don't even know. Don't get their consent. Just sign them up.
He was also freshly retired, so trying to figure out what to do with his days. But we have had a couple people interested, and it would be great, you know, to get another handful going so we can start.
Oh, that's great.
Kicking that off. So if you know of anybody, or if anybody here wants to be part of it.
Well, but maybe it's something, I didn't mean to cut you off, but like that we should be aware of what they're doing, right? Like maybe it is something we have capacity to, you know, be deputized for. I really just want a badge. But
you get a polo.
I don't get a badge.
You get a polo.
Where's my taser?
Make one of your contribution, you'll send you a badge.
Right.
But maybe there are things that we might be, you know, it might be good to put us through the training if we, as we are able, you know, or interested.
So how about I bring some volunteer info?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I guess maybe just I'm going to go with 10-minute overview of the volunteer program.
That'd be good.
What it is, what it does, what it's done in the past, things like that.
I can remember this.
How old do they have to be to volunteer?
How old?
Do you have, like, age limit, or?
I think we do. I'd have to check. I'll check.
I was just saying, thinking that when the volunteers were at their peak, they would fill this room.
Yeah.
There were that many.
No, we had 30 active volunteers at one point. And so we were able to do different events, you know, if there was something at the college or down at OHS or OSU that we just couldn't staff police officers with, our volunteers could go down and they could help with traffic and they would help with the marathon and just be that extra body that we couldn't always do. So it's sometimes not realistic to have a police officer do some of these things just because of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It costs us a lot.
Isn't that what happened with the parade? Is that why it got shortened?
That was over all volunteers, because that takes a village. I mean, our volunteers were a very small portion, but that takes a very large volunteer contingent to put on. Okay, so I will bring that with me also.
Thank you. Well, there's no public comment that I can hear anyway. Any committee comments?
I have some questions. When is the next two meetings fall? I don't know which date they are. Are they the fourth Wednesday or the last Wednesday of like November 4th? So it's the night before Thanksgiving. Is that okay with people? I just thought it would be worth mentioning. And then the December one is December 28th. So are we meeting? Was really my question.
We actually had some discussion about that, just a few of us, before you came.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
Some of us thought we should push it off to the 30th.
Chair committee.
That would be better.
Yeah.
Ready? I will double check tomorrow that there's no conflict.
Okay.
And then I'll just shoot Mindy an email.
And I'll ask Dean to come because I am in D.C. that day. That's why I asked, was if the 30th was the kick to, that means I can't. So I'll just see if he's available. Got it.
I may run into the same issue December. Christmas week is usually pretty busy for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Maybe skip it?
Maybe skip that one.
May I just add, sorry for having, last year there was not a quorum, and so we had a council.
In December?
In December, yes.
I think we could just skip it.
And then, CM, and Mindy, we should meet soon, you know, because we have to, when, you said by the second, right?
Get me something by next Wednesday.
Okay, so, we need to fill in those blanks, and then we should meet and say, like, how should we generally make this more appealing, I guess.
Okay.
So, I don't know when you would want to do that, but.
Do you want to meet, like, right now, while we're all here? Or do you want to meet, like, by Zoom or something?
I think by Zoom would be fine.
Okay.
All right.
We should sync up our schedules before we leave, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Sam, I'll send you the info I previously had, and then a couple of the blanks that I think I made for that.
Thank you.
All right, nothing else, we're adjourned then. Look at that, 1 hour.
Wow.
Your homework, everybody.
And just a reminder, if someone still needs a t-shirt, I have them over there on the table.
36-hour trip. I did.
In college, I had a female roommate named Sam, and we had landlines, it was back in the 1900s. People would call and be like, is Sam there? And we're like, yeah, yeah. So, Sam and CM, I don't think I did get a shirt, I will check on that.
Okay.
That's terrible.
Yes, it was like 7 hours by bus.
The only thing worse.
Yeah, Ontario, last year the girls had to go to Ontario for their flying game, and that was like.
But I can't believe.
Safe drive.
Oh, I'm safe. I know, it's.
Oh, good, I feel better about that, I do actually.
But, it looks like, it's bad, really bad, we're gonna be in file one time.